This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day.
Okay.
Somewhere south of the border of the United States, deep in the country that is controlled by the cartel, not by government, David Hogan is ministering, and he is going to die. He said, it's 100% if I go there. And a most remarkable experience. As Christians like to say, a remarkable testimony. Here he is, David Hogan.
And instead of getting killed, some of the men that squeezed off the rounds came and got born again. So after that, some time goes by, and I get back to my home in Mexico, and I have a meeting with my elders, and that's what I always do. I roll them in, and we had a big party, and I kill a few cows, and we have fun. And so one of them says to me, you got to come to this location. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. You know I can't go there. If I go in, it's 100%. 100%, you don't understand that terminology. 100% is no one comes out alive. Whoever invited me, all the way through their entire family gets killed. All of my family gets killed, hunted down. There's no safe place anywhere. They will kill us all. And I know that. So I said, no, I'm not going. They said, you will come. It's the will of God. I said, I'll see about that for myself. So I did. I sought the Holy Ghost. I took 40 days, and I sat down in his presence. And he never told me no. That means yes. So Ms. Hogan comes in and finds me sitting in a chair again. What's wrong with you? I told her where I had to go. She said, what did God tell you when we first came to Mexico? I said, well, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. Yes. She said, has he called it back? Has he relinquished his call on you? I said, no, ma'am. She said, then go and preach the gospel. Yes, ma'am. That's all you say to her. Because I've been with her a long time, and she'll hold her ground until you finally give in. It's the right thing because it's always the right reasons. So, in Jesus' name. And so, boy, I was nervous. Because it's 100%. You go in there, no outsiders are allowed. No one. They had gone and got permission from some cartel captains, but that's not enough. You have to go through more than two layers of these captains to get to where I was going. And so that's not enough territory. And so, but I decided to go anyway. And I brought my boy Joseph with me this time. I drafted him. He didn't want to go that time, but I made him go anyway. So here's how it went. I want to explain to you how much God loves us. I'm not adequate on this. I'm not good at speaking to people. I'm a soldier more than anything, and I can do that. And so the day came, and I'm afraid. I left my house, my ranch, and I go out the front gate, and I'm not talking. I'm through. Soldier's there. Ain't nothing to say. Jesus ki shita dani. We're not coming home. I kissed her goodbye, and we all know it. I got through the first captain's terrain I went through. I saw the walkie-talkies. Then I saw the cell phones. It's on. They got us. Next thing you know, there's a Toyota behind us filled with AKs. People with AK-47s. Must have been probably 12 of them in that vehicle. We get to the turn into the territory, the last location. We picked up another truck. I go about three blocks. Pick up another truck. Every block from then on had them waiting on us on either side. We're dead. I see him. I recognize it. I know it's coming. It's all right. You have to understand that it's all right. Jesus paid the price before us. And if it's necessary for our turn, you be bold. You have your shoulders square and your head up, and you be speaking in tongues and you spit right in the demon's eye. Because Jesus is King. There was a blockade in front of me. There, I don't know how many, 8, 10 carloads of these folks, trucks. This is it. For no apparent reason, we don't know. I don't care what they do and who they are and how organized they are and how powerful they are. That's not important to me. What's important to me is healing the sick, cleansing the leper, casting out demons, and raising the dead, and preaching the gospel to the poor. My job now is to talk your generation into this kind of thing. All of a sudden, they backed up. They didn't leave. They backed away. And so I slipped my truck into gear, slow. All right, we got to a location where we were building this. We're building a conference center in the middle of this. We're building a conference center. You have no idea what we do, and I'm not going to sit here and make us look good to you. Jesus is King. And they wanted me to bless that thing they're building, big. And that's one of the reasons they wanted me there. So I get out, and I'm with these people, and it's only a few of us, and I'm walking up. What I didn't know was the commander that's over these captains of the bad guys, we'll call them, they just people that have lost their way. They need Jesus. Because everybody I'm fixing to talk to just a few months or a couple of years ago was one of these people. All of them. And they got born again. And there's hundreds of them there. And so I'm sorry to you about what I'm fixing to say. The mercy of God is absolutely astounding. We didn't know they were ringed around us, but they had guns set up to shoot us all. What happened was the commander of these captains gave the order, who's let them in? And they told them about the pastor in the back of my truck. We had him back there standing up so that they could see we weren't just coming in, that we were with somebody. And the commander of the captains of the cartel said, I know that guy. He's a hallelujah. Let him go. That's when they backed up and we went in. He said, but ring them 360. And if any word other than Jesus comes out over the speaker, kill them all. This is the value of knowing Jesus. This is the value of the message. Because I am under duress and stress and everything. There's demons I didn't even know existed were on me. Pressure. And that's who I am. Is that guy. We didn't know they were ringed around us. But they had guns set up to shoot us all. We go in there and everybody's kissing and hugging and we're, what they do, we don't care. You have to understand, we are not above the fear and the anxiety. Some people were so afraid they were crying. They never got over it. They were, the whole time we were there, they were crying. But people like me, old soldiers, we're dancing. And the sisters and the brothers had killed animals and there's a feast and we started a party in the presence of our enemy. He will prepare a table for you. I tell you, they invited me over there. These little sisters are all kissing me and carrying on. And oh my, it was awesome. They brought food and piled it up, and it was enough food for a month or more. And I'm doing what I can to eat as much of it as possible. They had every known drink for the jungle area we work in, and it's all there, and I'm, boy, is it good. And now, what happened next is not my fault. And you are not going to understand it, and it will stun some of you. I'm there with probably 100 leaders, and we're just in the presence of God and laughing because we're still alive. And this meal, it's going to be so awesome to be this full when we die. I mean, it is awesome to, because there's not that much food, and boy, to have all you want is a good deal. And y'all, we were eating. And now, this is not, now I'm sitting with these people in an honored position with a whole stack of people, and we're just laughing and carrying on and talking about old times and other miracles when we were under this sort of problem and duress, and we're just telling hell how many times he missed us. Yes. And we're enjoying ourselves. Yes. It's a feast. Boy, some of you wouldn't eat with me, but it was awesome food, even though it's not your kind. And now, what happened next, and I don't know how to go about explaining this to you, but the people that's not eating, it's a few hundred of them, saw me get up from the table, but I didn't. I'm still laughing and carrying on with these other folks, but these other people watch me get up, walk up to the front where the musicians are, pick up a shofar, because I'm a shofar person. And they watch me pick up this shofar and give it a scream like I always do. Amen! And blow towards Zion. And whenever I blew that horn, a spirit came out of it. I didn't see it. I'm sitting down over there just... I'm enjoying myself at my last meal. As you should. In the presence of the enemy. With the Lord. Now, the other me. Now look, I have not explained this type of miracle to you, but this happens quite regularly with us, that I'm in two or three locations the same day. And I'm not going to go there, but this is the first time I was two of me in one location. And I believe God was so impressed with our faith, he let this me and the other me do the spiritual work. That, I mean, who knows? You can correct somebody. Don't correct me. I don't need. I'm going to play it out like I want it to be. Leave me alone. It's my life, and I'm giving it up for God. Let me enjoy myself. And so the other guy on the shofar is continually blowing that thing, and this spirit, this smoke has come out of that thing, and it's going over the people and going through them. Doo, 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 straight through the people. Doo, doo, through them. Shoo, 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 shoo. And it's healing all of them. And I'm over there just slapping my leg and eating and carrying on. And the angel of the Lord has taken my posture and started healing the sick. And what God wants to do with you, he wants to give you that spirit. And I want you to receive it from Father God, He'll have to give it to you. I didn't even know the thing was happening. I'm so clumsy and awkward at this stuff, but he's not. Very efficient. The soldiers that were ringing us saw that with their eyes. Saw the cripples get up. Saw the deaf hear, the blind see. They saw it. And they walk in from the bushes around us and lay their weapons down and start getting born again. And us knee slapper eating people recognized something was afoot. And so we get up and go and join the party. There was a lady there, 28 year cripple lady, diabetes and bronchial asthma. Her legs had broken, her bones were so thin, her legs had broken so many times they were upside down, her feet. And she's in a wheelchair, and we're sitting there. I don't know the other guys playing the shofar. And I'm just watching this something I can see with my eyes, these eyes. Something is happening, but I cannot see what's causing it. The people can see what's causing it. Say it. I want that.
I want that.
See, it doesn't matter if you can't see it or if you can. What matters is that you recognize the presence of the Lord. What matters is the faithfulness of God. This crippled lady, I'm watching her, astounded. I know her for a while. And I'm watching her legs crack and break and move. And I watched her stand up. And she said to me, ¿Qué me está pasando, hermano David? What's going on, brother David? I said, pues, ¿quién sabe? I don't know. And then, you don't know this part, I didn't bring this up, but there was a coven of witches that told the cartel that I would not come out alive, that they were going to kill me with the power of their God. And the head witch, this black magic person, rolls up, and I know her. And so I got my stance, my soldier deal. And she rolled up on me and she says, ¿Qué está pasando, David? What's going on, David? I said, pues, you need to say I don't have a... She said, we've been fasting and praying to our God for you to be killed today. I said, pues, aquí estoy vivo. I said, here I am alive. She said, I know that. She said, what is the name of the spirit that keeps you alive? I said, así es bueno esa pregunta. That's a good question. His name is Jesus. And Jesus. And listen, I said, su nombre es Jesús. And when I said his name is Jesus, she was picked up, and I saw it with these eyes. And you should have, she wasn't flying, she was drifting backwards. And the look on her face and mine, because God whacked her before she hit the ground, she was speaking in unknown tongues. The cripple lady is being healed. The witch doctor is getting saved. The cartel people with guns are all freaked out, stuck to the dirt, crying and screaming, trying to get up and run and can't. And you want me to be calm, huh? You're not serious. How could you be? This was the most amazing time. I don't remember how many, a whole stack of healings and lots of souls, and I didn't die. Again, I stayed alive. But it wasn't for the lack of trying. Jesus. 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 This works for me, y'all. This gospel. Hell throws everything they got at us, and we do get hit, and we do take hits, but we survive to tell the story. And now, if you will, one more thing. Revelations 21, I was over there the other night, I believe it's verse 3, 4, and 5. If it's not, we'll do something else, or we won't even do it at all. Well, let me say this to you. For you in here that believe that you're grace and you're beyond all these wars and rumors of wars, you're such a sissy. You're such a weak soldier. What I want you to do is come show me how to live my life better. Instead of cursing me on the internet. Anybody can sit in a dark room with pornography over here and Christianity over here. That's easy. But it takes the Holy Ghost in you to beat the demon on his turf. You hear me? I bless you. I'm not here to curse you. I'd really get on you. That soldier wants a piece of you. But we're going to stay with the grandpa. We're going to bless you and bless this land. I'm not going to curse a living soul. Boy, I tell you, I feel it, boy. I'm on fire. And that's really good for you. Revelation 21, 3, 4. Okay, you got it? 3. I heard a mighty voice. Say it. You need to hear the voice of the Father. He loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. That cartel, those things are horrible, but it's not going to stop me from going fishing.
In Jesus' name.
But Jesus is so awesome. Do you hear me? Hear the voice of the Father. Do not be afraid. Do not be ashamed. They can't kill you. You will live forever. The abode of God is with me in verse 4, please. God will wipe away. Say it. What's he going to wipe away?
Every tear.
You understand? I've been telling you things that bring tears, that bring heartache. Your God knows how to clear you of that, to cleanse you emotionally, touch you spiritually, heal your body, and heal your land. I prophesy to you, you bow to him, he'll take your tears. He puts them in his book, and there's a book of remembrance one of these days, and he'll fix you up. You just got to stay the course. That's why you need guys like me that are ultra runners around to talk you into it. We got this. Say it, I need help. Take away my tears. Take away the death.
Take away the death.
Take away the anguish.
Take away the anguish.
The sorrow.
The mourning.
The grief. Everything I've told you so far includes all of that. I make all things new. Say it.
Yes. I make all things new.
A new sky.
A new day,
a new day,
a new
wind,
for me.
Shataba, kuraba shate, shakata niatena. Record this. You believe this. In other words, these sayings are faithful. What I've been saying to you, the words of the Lord are faithful and accurate. They are truth and true. They are pure. They're incorruptible and trustworthy and genuine.
Yes.
Say it. They're for me. Say it.
They're for me.
And they're for my home.
They're for my home.
They're for my health and my life.
My job.
Our ministry.
Our ministry.
It's who God says we are is who we are. Say it. Please stand. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
David Hogan, a missionary and minister to Mexico. So, until we meet again, God bless you.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at KK1.